Hello, may I speak to Miss? Hello, may I speak to Aunt Deja Ellis?
Who is this?
My name is Will Gomez. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
You have the wrong number. That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. Would you mind helping us out and answering a few questions, ma'am?
About what?
It's about drug addiction, tobacco usage, and some laws.
Really? Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, first question. Do you or anyone in your household work for media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I am not.
Thank you. Is your race white Anglo, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed?
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
55.
Okay, thank you. Next question. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing substance abuse in our communities, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable?
About a 7.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs? 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education?
10.
Thank you so much. Next. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are getting better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. Next. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting worse.
Thank you, ma'am. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Ecstasy and other party drugs, marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, opiates and fentanyl?
I can't pick all of the above.
Only top two. I know all of them, you know, have very ugly impact. But just the top two that you think are the worst.
Fentanyl.
Okay. Ecstasy, cannabis products, alcohol, vaping, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, crack.
Vaping.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can't and won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, please tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches?
Very familiar.
Okay. Heat, not burn tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you very much. Now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? Cost of smoking has gone up? More government restrictions and bans? Or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
I would have to say cost.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to read to you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with the most. First statement, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit. But that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing and able to quit entirely. Second statement, the federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. First or second statement, ma'am?
Second statement.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Next. Yes, so you know we're almost done. How would you say vaping is more or less, and will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Strongly agree, yeah.
Much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Much more harmful.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you somewhat agree. And 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can't or won't or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. 0 to 10, ma'am. Yes.
That's a tough one because I'm a smoker. So.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with 5.
5, okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible? 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as they can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiate use, and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use, by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advertising tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you so much. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Alcohol?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Patches?
Pouches?
No.
No. Okay, thank you so much. Next, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college grad, postgraduate, master's?
Some college.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No. Huh.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban? Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of
What was that? Say that again.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong or not as strong?
Strong.
Thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. That will conclude our surveys. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.